5 a.m. can't come soon enough for folks like these. There's more than just a job to do, so they hit their knees. No, they recognize the need for all they do to provide a better future outdoors for me and you. Designing new calls and building boats, outdoor writers and TV hosts, producing shows and stories so the whole world knows about new techniques for catching bass and better reels for smoother cast. They sure take pride in everything they do. You can be sure they know what all this hard work is for. So now we honor you as legends, legends of the outdoors.
Yes, indeed. We're back. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for riding through the break. Your host, Ray I, with the Vocal Vlogger and Maddie G. Another beautiful Saturday morning. Hey, we've got a great friend on the phone. This guy does a lot of things. He's quite a fisherman. He's a hunter. And he's also the man with the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, my good friend, Mr. Gary Mason. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray. Thanks for having me. Good Saturday morning to you.
Yeah, thank you. Always enjoy having you on the show. I got to tell you, I had a really good time when you guys came in and stopped in the studio and hung out with us during the show. That was just a great time.
Oh, man, I tell you what, that's the first time I've ever done a radio in studio interview and got fed.
Fed. Waterfowl, duck hunting, and you are quite involved in the duck hunting. We wanted to get you on the show this morning and tell our listeners about a little bit about duck hunting. Give them some tips and information about successful duck hunting and some of the things that you do, because I know you're quite involved in duck hunting.
Well, yeah, Ray, I am. I've been duck hunting. I tell everybody that I had two tragic events occur the year I was 15 years old. I kissed my first girl and shot my first greenhead, and I've not been the same since. So, you know, duck hunting is my love, and I enjoy it. It's a passion with me, and just getting to be out there and see those ducks come down the migratory paths to go into their wintering grounds is really something. But I spend a lot of time on the water and in the blind, and you know, the biggest tip I can tell anybody is learn what to say when and learn how to call ducks. And that goes with anything that you're going to be hunting that you're going to be calling, but especially with waterfowl hunting, you know, ducks and geese, you can either bring them in or you can scare them off, one or the other. Okay. And the better you are, especially later in season, then more successful that you're going to be. But get with a good duck caller and learn how to duck call, learn the sounds they make. Go to the refuges and listen to what the ducks and geese, the sounds that they make there, and learn how to call.
Okay. Well, how do you set up on ducks? Are you setting on large water or small water, or can you kind of describe both of those setups?
Yeah, my Tennessee River blind setup is big open water setup, about 350 duck decoys and about 15 or 20 Canada goose decoys, because we have Canada goose hunting here. I use a lot of decoys, and, you know, my blind looks like a big floating island out there in the middle of the lake. It is a huge spread, and it doesn't take a lot of decoys when you go into South Dakota, North Dakota, places like that to hunt. But when you get down here into Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, you know, it takes a lot of decoys. Number one, you've got a lot of hunters around you in a lot of cases, and they've got big spreads, so you've got to use a big spread too. But knowing how to set those decoys for your particular blind situation and the wind situation, and I really, truly believe in spinning wing decoys. I use Mojo products. I believe in motion in the decoys. You know, I don't like to have just a dead bunch of duck decoys sitting out there not doing anything. I like a lot of motion in my decoys.
Okay, that makes sense. What kind of gun are you shooting for your ducks?
I'm shooting a Browning Maxis right now, and I really love it. It's a great gun. I've shot a lot of great guns, from 870s all the way up to, you know, this Browning Maxis. But about 3 years ago, I started shooting a Browning, and I never was a huge Browning fan because I don't shoot a humpback Browning or an Auto 5 well. But this Maxis come out, and, man, I really love it. If I do still miss one on occasion, though.
Oh, I can't imagine that. No.
Yeah, I sure do. I tell folks, anybody that's never said they missed one never shot it too. So,
yeah, that's true. How do you set up on ducks in the smaller water?
Well, it just depends on where you're at. You know, a timber hole especially, you don't have to have near as many decoys out, and then you don't have to have as much motion stuff because those ducks are going to come down through the trees. Small waters like ponds and stuff, you can still use quite a few decoys. But once again, I truly believe that motion is the key. Especially in the days when you don't have a lot of wind, or maybe you're down in a dip or a hollow somewhere and not a lot of wind stirring down there. you've got to have that motion, because ducks are alive. They move all the time. They're always dipping and diving and swimming, and so you want a lot of motion. I think that's the number one key to success. And then, like I said, learning how to call, learning what to say when to those animals, because, you know, they're the experts. There's no experts in the duck hunting world except those that fly.
Yeah, the ducks, the ones with the feathers. What do you say to those ducks, and what kind of call are you using, and what are you saying?
Well, I've got my own brand of calls right now, okay. Ray, and but I've used everything from Buck Garner makes a great call, Eli Haydell, Haydell Call Company, Nightingale. All those guys are, you know, Hall of Fame members, and they make great products. Butch Richenbach, R&T, you know, Butch has passed on now, but R&T's still making calls. John Stevens and them boys down there, and Jim Ronquist. They make great product. So there's a lot of really good duck calls out there. But I will tell you this, don't buy a cheap duck call, especially for a young person. If you're going to buy someone something to learn on, it's kind of like learning to play a guitar. Buy the best that you can afford to buy, and then that person will love learning how to use that product. And if you buy something cheap, it's always going to sound like a cheap product.
You know, that's great advice, because when you were telling me that, when you were telling our listeners that, I couldn't help but think of turkey calls back in the day. Same thing, same principle. You get a cheap turkey call, it doesn't sound like a turkey, you're never going to get any better on it.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, you don't have the ability to get better on it, but if you get something good, you've got the ability to get better on it. And then if that person that's got that call decides they don't like it, they can still get a little money back out of it, you know, or trade it somehow. You know, I probably, my wife fusses at me, I've probably got over 300 duck and goose calls in my collection, and still looking for that next one. But I do enjoy having them around. They make great collector's items as well great products to use in the field.
Well, I got to tell you, Gary, I had a flute called some geese in one time for a television show, and I know people go, really? And I had a duck call, but my wife, Jan, it's like, no more gooses in the house, no more ducks. Turkeys is enough.
I've heard that same story over and over and over again, but she still lets me in late at night. She don't make me sleep on the porch. So.
Wow. Can you give any predictions? How's the duck hunting looking for December this year?
Oh, man, I think we're going to have one of the best seasons we've ever had. We've got a lot of waterfowl coming back down from the breeding grounds up north, up in Canada and the Dakotas and Minnesota, Michigan, those pothole areas. Our breeding season this year, from what Ducks Unlimited and everyone else has said, has been one of the most phenomenal years that we've ever had.
Right.
So we're looking forward to a great season. And, you know, it's not all about the killing or the catching if you're fishing. It's about the experience and getting out there, the adventure of being out in God's great outdoors and enjoying the scenery. I've seen sunrises and sunsets that just, you know, if I'd never got the shot at a duck that day, I would have been a blessed person.
Yes.
And just getting to be outdoors. And, you know, the other thing is taking someone with you. And I love to take kids hunting, but anybody, you know, taking someone with you that's never shared that type of moment, the next thing you know, you got a best friend for life. So those are some of my philosophies, and I enjoy having folks with me.
I agree with that, for sure, for sure. Well, I got a challenge for you. You want to take somebody, I'll send you the Vogler Vogler.
Well, I'd be happy to take him. I think we'd have a great
such
time
a
together. And I'll tell you something, we'd do. We'd never run out of jokes or food.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Gary, great information. But also, while I've got you on the show, I think it's important that we bring up the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Real important. And why don't you tell our listeners how they can get involved to help sponsor such a great event?
Well, they can contact us through our website, which is legendsoftheoutdoors.com, or they can get a hold of me on my personal cell phone number, which is 731-693-7770. Either one of those will get you right to me. All of my contact information is also at the bottom of the page on the website. Or they can just pull up legendsoftheoutdoors.com on the internet and go through the whole site. They can see all of you guys as Hall of Fame members. And, you know, we've got, I think, 102 Hall of Fame members now, and growing each year with 6 to 7 individuals that we induct. And this is something that should have been done a long, long time ago by someone far greater than me. But I am such a lucky person to get to be the one that stands on the stage each and every year with you guys and helps to induct the new people into the Hall of Fame. And gosh, you walk into that room and there sits Ray I and Brenda Valentine and Earl Bentz and Harold Knight, and the list just goes on and on and on of all the great people that come back each and every year to help us with that induction ceremony. And what a wonderful event. And we hope that anyone in the outdoors that would like to become a part of it will do so.
Absolutely. Great. Well, Gary, thanks for being on the show this morning, my friend. It's always good talking to you.
Ray, thank you, and I can't wait for you to come down to Southern Missouri and go duck hunting with me. I know we've got some plans to make on that, but and tell all the guys we said thank you, and y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, Gary. Gary Mason, Legends Outdoors Hall of Fame, and a duck hunter, and a fisherman as well, all-around hunter. Hey, we got to take a break, so we're going to see y'all on the other side, baby.
Legends of the Outdoors.